Here's something most people don't realize. Great sleep doesn't happen by accident. It starts with what you're sleeping on. That's why I switched to Sheiks. Their bedding is made from the same performance fabrics you'd find in elite athletic wear, but designed to help you sleep better. If you run hot at night, these sheets help you stay cool and dry. If you love that cozy, ridiculously soft feel, they've got that too. Comfort that stays consistent from the moment you hop into bed. And for anyone with an adjustable base, this is a game changer. Their Stay Fit corners are the best I've ever tried. No slipping, no popping off, even when the bed moves. When your days are demanding, Sheiks helps you wake up restored, not run down. Try them for yourself with their 60-night risk-free guarantee. Upgrade your sleep at Sheiks.com.
Welcome back to the Movieverse, your best source for movie and TV show content. I am your co-host, Ben, Benji Babe, Benji Boo Thing.
And I'm your co-host, Kendrick Lamar.
This is Kendrick, aka Kendrick Lamar. We're back with another full movie review, full episode today. We are talking about Send Help, the new Sam Raimi movie. Obviously one that is being talked about a ton by a lot of people. I'm sure you've heard about it or seen it around, seen trailers, whatever it is.
Sam Raimi.
Obviously you clicked on this video for a reason. We'd like to make that reason good. And if you don't mind, as you're watching this video, please give us a like. And then if you do like our content, please give us a subscription. The like, though, at minimum, it does help us out a ton. It helps us reach more viewers. Even if you don't prefer our content, there's other people that would do, and we do appreciate it because our YouTube got taken down, and we're trying to grow this back up. So
we've been growing. We got some fun stuff ahead of us.
Exactly.
We're gonna have some fun guests on here. It's going to be fun.
Yes. Some of you may know George Carmi.
Film
Blu-ray
Speak.
Blu-ray Angel. Film Speak. Yeah. We got some good guests coming
soon. We're
going
to bring some fun people on.
Yes. So please, again, like the video if you can.
Please.
But we won't. We won't take too much more of your time. We'll get right into the review. No, that's why you're here.
Yes, we will.
Little synopsis on the movie. Oh, and really quick, just shout out to like and follow our other platforms.
Please
we're bigger on TikTok, trying to grow there, so please follow there if you do use TikTok. If you don't, we're also on Instagram. So anyways, and then if you do like just listening to podcasts on Spotify, Apple, or any other podcast platform, we are on
those as well.
So.
Want to crack open?
Let's crack open like we do. Cheers to another good episode. Nice one-handed cheers, Kendrick.
Yeah, it's trying my best.
Look at that. I like it.
It's pretty good.
That's really good.
Tight, tight, tight.
Tight, tight, tight. Breaking Bad.
That was good.
That was really good.
First of pits.
All right. Well, Sam Raimi's Send Help. Obviously, this movie starring Rachel McAdams and Dylan O'Brien. That's mainly the two cast members that you're going to get 90% of the movie.
Yep.
There is a little beginning chunk where you're going to get other people, but your main portion
of the movie side characters.
Is Dylan O'Brien and Rachel McAdams. If you've seen anything like Castaway or Survivor or anything that revolves around surviving on an island or in a forest or Lost, that kind of stuff, this takes a lot of inspiration from those. But, of course, it's Sam Raimi. So Sam Raimi's got to do his own twists.
Yeah.
He's got to add his own flavor.
He's a little horror, a little campy,
exactly,
as we know.
Exactly. And if you're a Sam Raimi fan, which most people are, you're expecting that. If
yes,
you're not,
you are.
You're probably expecting that as well, but that is definitely in this movie.
Yes.
I think in a good way. So we'll talk
Me too.
About that. As always with our full movie reviews, they're about 10 to 15 minutes long. We'll talk about it from here on out, probably 10 to 15 minutes.
So we will.
We'll talk about what we liked. That'll be the first category. And then we'll talk about what we're mixed on with the movie, and then we'll talk about what we didn't like about the movie. We will then ask a question we ask every episode, which is,
does it belong in the movie multiverse or in a forgotten timeline?
Exactly. Is it a movie that we want to forget about or a movie that we want to keep around, remember, keep it on the shelf, that kind of thing?
Forget about it.
You all know those movies that you watch that you never want to watch again.
Yeah, you're like, never think about it again.
Forgotten about. A movie that you're like, yeah, I would watch that.
Here's something most people don't realize. Great sleep doesn't happen by accident. It starts with what you're sleeping on. That's why I switched to Sheiks. Their bedding is made from the same performance fabrics you'd find in elite athletic wear, but designed to help you sleep better. If you run hot at night, these sheets help you stay cool and dry. If you love that cozy, ridiculously soft feel, they've got that too. Comfort that stays consistent from the moment you hop into bed. And for anyone with an adjustable base, this is a game changer. Their Stay Fit corners are the best I've ever tried. No slipping, no popping off, even when the bed moves. When your days are demanding, Sheiks helps you wake up restored, not run down. Try them for yourself with their 60-night risk-free guarantee. Upgrade your sleep at Sheiks.com.
But again, I want to keep that around. I want to add it into, like, if you're old school, add it into your disc folder or onto your shelf, on the shelf with your physical media, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Someday, we'll come up with a movieverse collection that's full of the movies.
Yeah, we will. That'll be sick. We'll show you the multiverse timeline.
It'll be the MV collection.
It's going to be sick.
Anyways, little synopsis on the movie. Do you want to give one?
Yeah, I can. Basically, this movie is about a boss and a worker under him.
And the boss kind of a dick.
Boss is, pretty much a douche. It's Dylan O'Brien. Yeah. He's like cocky, young. Yeah, and then Rachel McAdams is a really hard worker, but she's kind of quirky, socially awkward. And then they're going on a trip together, and they're on a plane. Obviously, plane crashes. Yeah, for business. Plane crashes, and basically it's just them left on this island together, trying to figure out how to survive and how to get help and how to get out of there. But it's got its own little twists. You don't know who to trust, and there's a lot of horror and little fun things in there, too, just to make it fun. You're basically just trying to see, what are these two going to do?
I think that's what ends up separating this film, is that you do get this, like, it's not just survival. You end up getting a lot of
gross things
and like Sam Raimi really puts his touch on it, and that's what makes it fun.
Super.
Let's go ahead and get into what we liked about the movie. Do you want to start, or do you want me to start?
I can start us off. So personally, I'm a big Sam Raimi fan. I like pretty much every movie I've seen.
Me
of him.
Too. You're a teeny bit bigger Sam Raimi probably fan, I think, than I am.
Yeah.
But it's not that I don't like him. I think you're just more of like a crazed fan of his.
Yeah.
I'm more of like I respect his work, and I do usually like his work.
Yeah. I think, like, obviously the Tobey Spider-Man movies, you know, those are goated. Amazing. And I do love the campiness and all of that in it. But I think as far as horror goes too, he's fun. You know, like the Evil Dead movie from the 80s is extremely funny and great and campy in the best ways. And I think he just has his own little flair, which is fun to see. Because a lot of these movies, a lot of directors don't have to have that flair. They could just make a pretty normal, basic movie. And I think in this movie, Sam Raimi honestly makes it not generic. He like kind of throws in,
like, no, it's a Sam Raimi movie.
And it's not so far off the track that you're like, that doesn't make any sense. That's crazy to put that in there.
I was a little worried about with this movie. I'm worried that it might be too much Sam Raimi for me, but it's not.
And instead it's like, sometimes we'll get a certain zoom in that makes you a little uncomfy, or we get like something really gory for a second. You're like, wow, this movie didn't have to be that gory.
But it does it in a way that makes you want more of it, to be honest. That's it's never too much.
So I absolutely love the Sam Raimi-isms in here. And I think that that's really fun. So I think he was a fun director for a movie like this, instead of just kind of our generic maybe rom-com, or maybe a generic little drama with a little bit of mystery, but nothing else interesting, you know. And I still think at the end of the day, like, this is just a pretty fun movie. I just think, like, Rachel McAdams and Dylan O'Brien are really fun together. Obviously, both really good actors. And so I'm glad that this movie was able to have good actors. I think Rachel McAdams is my standout for sure, even though I love Dylan O'Brien too in this. But I think she was really good at, like, being quirky, socially awkward, and then turning into, like...
Low-key, though, I think award-worthy. Like, it won't be just because it isn't that type of movie that would ever get any sort of award consideration. But I saw some people say it before I saw the movie, and I was like, oh, well, that's some high praise.
Yeah.
But watching it, there's certain moments where, like, she delivers a performance that is far and beyond what she needs to do. Like, there's certain emotional moments, even in the craziness of it all and some of the horror moments. And then in her timid moments, like, she really goes above and beyond in the role. That's the thing. Like,
exactly.
You don't see many people in a movie like this that would give the amount of effort I think she does. And same with Dylan, but she really goes.
She's like total flip flop, and like you just see her in this whole survival element, and she's totally different, especially when the rest of the movie goes through.
Yes.
And then, I liked how the movie honestly just went into some like avenues that are a little less generic, and that it was kind of like, who do we trust, and who's gonna betray who, and like what's exactly gonna happen here. And I actually think it takes some routes in the plot that make it not what I predicted in some ways.
Yeah.
And I honestly was sitting there like, what's gonna happen? I don't know. I was totally, like, I actually don't know. Most of these movies I know how to tell most of the time that turns into a rom-com or something, but this like honestly took some avenues. I was like, all right, I respect the choice, and that honestly wasn't what I predicted.
Yeah.
And so that's fun for a movie like this. Makes it a little more interesting, more enjoyable in my opinion, because we've seen so many of movies that go for tropes that this movie would have. And then, yeah, I think besides that, like, it was fun on the island. I think there was really fun horror moments that I enjoyed specifically that made me go like, ooh, or I was like, ooh, especially like
agree with you, yeah.
In the theater too, you know, it was fun. When I saw it, it's like, you know, people around her just like, oh, or like, oh my gosh. That's true, 'cause
you had seen it once the night before yeah. and then you came back to see it again with like me and a couple friends.
Yeah.
So there were definitely moments where Kendrick like was looking over at me
yeah.
just to make sure you saw my reaction to certain moments.
So. Yeah. And like, I think both experiences I could hear certain people just be like laughing at certain parts like oh you know like you heard little things like oh my gosh yeah.
there's so some oh my gosh moments
yeah. And you know I think the movie could have gone even more extreme if it wanted to and
really
could have been crazy and but I'm glad that it kind of just kept it chilling.
That's why again I do feel like it definitely leaves you wanting a little bit more Raimi. Like there's
it does
when you do get the crazy Raimi moments it's almost like so well done and
yeah.
so fun that you're like oh like and then it goes back to not like it. You get those moments in these like big splashes, no pun intended, because if you've seen the movie, that's really what it is. But you do get these moments in like splashes, and then it goes back to kind of your storyline.
Yeah.
It's funny because you're like, that was so out of pocket, so outrageous. Yeah. Like, I kind of want more of that. Like,
exactly.
Give me more.
Exactly.
So it's good, though, that he doesn't do too much at once or anything like
yeah.
that. He just paces it throughout. But his Raimiisms are.
Here's something most people don't realize. Great sleep doesn't happen by accident. It starts with what you're sleeping on. That's why I switched to Sheiks. Their bedding is made from the same performance fabrics you'd find in elite athletic wear, but designed to help you sleep better. If you run hot at night, these sheets help you stay cool and dry. If you love that cozy, ridiculously soft feel, they've got that too. Comfort that stays consistent from the moment you hop into bed. And for anyone with an adjustable base, this is a game changer. Their Stay Fit corners are the best I've ever tried. No slipping, no popping off, even when the bed moves. When your days are demanding, Sheiks helps you wake up restored, not run down. Try them for yourself with their 60-night risk-free guarantee. Upgrade your sleep at Sheiks.com.
Paced throughout the movie.
Exactly.
For sure.
And yeah, even dialogue-wise, I liked it. And
yeah,
he honestly went less campy than he usually does, which is nice. And in the dialogue, it was really like, okay.
Honestly, wasn't cringy. I don't think there were really any cringy parts. I didn't really feel cringe
by anything. And a lot of it makes sense if there was anything cringe, because it's like you're stuck on an island, you're going to go a little crazy. And I feel like they did the perfect amount of that. So yeah, I think like plot-wise, dialogue-wise, like, yeah, I don't think there's anything like top tier here that, you know, we'll get into later, I guess, but like, it's just fun enough and like enjoyable and has enough like flair to be a little more interesting than this typical type of movie. And that was my favorite thing.
Totally agree with you. I'll ditto everything you said. I think only thing I'll add to the fact that, again, I already said this, but I think Rachel McAdams is a standout here.
Yeah.
Dylan O'Brien, though, like, what I will say is I've always felt that since I saw Rachel McAdams in About Time, and then ever since Maze Runner, I think both of these actors are not talked about enough.
Yeah.
I think they're both extremely underrated, and it's probably because of the types of movies that they do. Like, Dylan O'Brien I've been respecting recently because he's been doing more niche stuff and more, like, acting-centered projects, which, like, this movie wouldn't normally be an acting-centered project, but him and Rachel really chose to buy in.
Yeah.
And then like he did Twinless last year, which was a really good movie, and he does an amazing job in that movie. And Rachel McAdams, right? She did this. She's done your superhero universe stuff, but she's also done things like The Notebook and About Time, and like I think in Southpaw, like she's such a great actor.
She's really good.
Just not talked about enough. So
yeah.
Anyways, she is in Southpaw, right? That is her?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. So yeah. I think both these actors are not talked about enough, so I do love seeing them together in a movie. I like seeing two underrated actors together in a movie buy in and like give it their all, because I feel like it's extra special.
They were a fun duo.
And then, yeah, I think the Raimiisms are great, and I do think the story was really, really fun and had enough of the un-cliches and things that didn't play out quite the same way you normally see it, that it does make it really, really enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way on a first watch that you're going to watch this and be like, walk out being like, I didn't have fun. Even the people that I've seen give this a 3 out of 5 said that it was a really fun theater experience.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I just don't see anybody not having fun watching this.
Yeah. Agreed.
I'll go ahead and get into mixed, if you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Mixed things. I think there's a good chunk of little mixed things here. I think naturally with a story that does revolve around something we've seen a ton of, there's certain elements to the story, like character decisions, right? That I'm a little mixed on. I But again, it helps with the overall arc and narrative of the story, and I did like where we ended up. It was kind of what I was wanting. But there are moments throughout the movie that I think a lot of people are going to... There's going to be a lot of moments that either hit for some people and don't hit for others, that kind of thing, which is very natural with a movie like this. So I don't think that's anything unexpected, but that definitely falls into the mixed category. I would also say I think that some people would feel maybe a little bit mixed with like the middle chunk of the movie and some of the repetitiveness of the movie, because there is a good chunk of like repetition for a few scenes where you're getting some back and forth of kind of the same thing. They do different scenarios, but you're still getting roughly the same type of event over and over again for about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I would say, I mean, one thing I was a little mixed on, this revolves with character decisions, but to be a little bit more specific, there's certain things that a character does in this movie that I do think, and I've seen some people say, like, I do feel like it does come more for shock factor and doesn't really fit the character that well, to be honest. Like, I didn't really see certain decisions that are really, really extreme feeling that realistic to the character that's written, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But again, that's a mixed thing. It's not a didn't like thing. It's not that I didn't like that, because I actually like where we ended up, but it is something that I'm like, it does take you a little bit, like if you're really wanting to feel intense about the story in the movie and feel really, really into it, certain decisions, I think, take me a teeny bit out just for a second, where I'm like, that's not fully believable to me. So that's the only thing. Like, it feels like, oh, that's really.
Here's something most people don't realize. Great sleep doesn't happen by accident. It starts with what you're sleeping on. That's why I switched to Sheiks. Their bedding is made from the same performance fabrics you'd find in elite athletic wear, but designed to help you sleep better. If you run hot at night, these sheets help you stay cool and dry. If you love that cozy, ridiculously soft feel, they've got that too. Comfort that stays consistent from the moment you hop into bed. And for anyone with an adjustable base, this is a game changer. Their Stay Fit corners are the best I've ever tried. No slipping, no popping off, even when the bed moves. When your days are demanding, Sheiks helps you wake up restored, not run down. Try them for yourself with their 60-night risk-free guarantee. Upgrade your sleep at Sheiks.com.
For like shock factor and just to get something out of me.
Yeah.
But again, that's something with movies like this that happens, and it's not a didn't like thing, it's just a mixed thing. So.
Totally.
But yeah, I'm just trying not to get into spoilers, but very, I think, character-based stuff, story pacing, that's going to be where a lot of your mixed responses lie, I think. I don't think anybody's going to be mixed about the beginning, really, or the ending.
No.
I think it's mainly going to be that middle second act.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Agreed. What was I going to say? Yeah, I think mixed-wise, obviously, I think most people dig the Sam Raimi-isms if you know who he is.
Yeah.
I think there might be people out there who don't know who he is and could be like, this is a little campier. This is a little... That's a little much.
I still
much,
feel like it's pretty light. Like, I really don't.
And I agree. Like, I honestly, if I didn't know it was Sam Raimi, I probably wouldn't even think it was, to be honest. I wouldn't be able to be like, that's a Sam Raimi movie, you know?
I think, but because I think most people are going to like the fact that it's a little different from other Castaway type movies you've seen. So.
Exactly. So, I guess it depends on the person, but I think most people dig it, but that could be mixed.
I mean, Tom Hanks doesn't spearhead a boar and have blood and guts go all over his face, you know? And like,
true.
In Castaway, like, there's certain things in this that are.
Yeah.
Definitely, and maybe people, different.
Yeah, maybe someone out there would think it wanted more of a rom-com or something. I don't know. Depends on the person, I guess.
I guess that's crazy. If you don't know anything about the movie and you don't know anything about Sam Raimi, there's a couple trailers that I saw that could point to a rom-com or make you think that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I feel like for the most part, anybody that's going into this movie...
They know it's,
gets the idea.
If you know the premise at all, you're like, yeah, there's going to be probably some crazy things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that, and then I'd say... Yeah, it's kind of the plot. I think that is my mixed thing, too. Like, it's not that I didn't like, but yeah, I agree. And kind of that middle section, actually, I did kind of feel like it was a little, maybe long. A little too long and kind of loses steam.
Yes.
I think it loses steam for too long. That's the problem.
Yes.
Not much of a runtime thing, but more just, hey, we need the steam. We need to pick this up again. And I feel like there wasn't enough intensity in the middle act too much. Like, it's fun to get the premise, and it's fun to see where things are first off when they're on the island. But then we kind of get a middle chunk there. It's like, and then finally it's
totally
like
agree.
Once they kind of start not knowing who to trust, and then it finally leads into them like discovering what they're going to do to each other and stuff.
Yeah.
That's when it gets more interesting. So I think I could have used that, or maybe we could have used some more natural disasters and maybe something good crazy point. With
maybe
other
focus
animals.
A little bit more on the survival and less on the
exactly more on the survival.
Because that's one.
It's
thing
not
that
a rom com.
Yeah, but it does focus really. But it heavily, does focus constantly on. I feel like every scenario revolves around their distrust for each other.
Yes.
Which again is realistic, but at the same time, I think that is one thing that also does feel unrealistic is the fact that I think what you do get. Especially, okay, one of the things, okay, I'm glad you said that. One thing yeah. that really bugged me, maybe I'll put it in my didn't liked.
Never okay.
Mind. Unless you're ready for didn't liked.
No, we'll go to didn't liked. I mean, that was my main thing, was just the middle section.
Okay. I just didn't want to, yeah. Didn't liked. One thing I really didn't like was realistically, I think you still could have done a ton of the Rachel McAdams, Dylan O'Brien beef throughout the movie. Instead of using the full second act for their beef, though, and third act, I feel like there should have been a realistic chunk there where they are trusting each other for longer and like helping each other survive. Like, I think you get an initial spout of him still being a jerk.
Yeah, you do.
But I think after a little bit, any jerk naturally is going to be like, wow, you saved my life. Like, yeah. Let's work together a little bit because I do want to get off this island. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there would be at least a little bit more of that. And you really don't
I did feel that.
You get really none of that. Every time I thought there was going to be some of that. There is none
That's
of that.
True.
And I actually would have liked them maybe falling in love a little bit or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm with you there. Because it does kind of turn to like full
that's
on.
That's why, honestly, I didn't like the fiance part of the story. I really didn't. That's one thing. That's another thing I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
I think you could have done complete without the fiance.
That's
and
true.
That would have allowed the two characters to maybe be together a little bit more.
Yeah.
Maybe make Dylan O'Brien just a playboy because I feel like that's kind of what he's giving off
anyways.
That's
true.
It actually feels really unrealistic
it's
to his
more
character
for
how
just
in love he was with his fiance.
Yeah.
Anytime he was like feeling head over heels for it kind of threw me off a little. I was like, that doesn't feel very it felt kind of weird. So I think you completely do away with the fiance.
Yeah, they make him more like baby instead of like playboy. Yes. It's more like, oh no, he's like a child. That's more what it's like.
Exactly. So I think you do away with the fiance. I really don't think she's needed, and I think that allows you to, because I think it would be really fun and give you something else to do in the plot if they're able to like build some romance of some kind. Again, you don't want that to be the movie, because I could see some people immediately commenting being like, this is supposed to be some rom-com. Like, no, it's not what I'm saying, right? But I do think, you know, there'd be people that would comment that.
Yeah.
But I do think that you need something else in the second act. There has to be something else. Once they get to the island, from once they get to the island to the final battle, there's got to be something other than them beefing and distrusting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best thing to do is to give at least some sort of 15 to 20 minute growing feelings for each other, or respect for each other, or trust for each other.
It's true.
Like some sort of relationship building would have been helpful to keep the steam going.
Yeah.
And then get to the distrust and stuff. I think that could have added a little, another layer.
Kind of goes right into the distrust. It's kind of just like, okay, we're going to start betraying each other.
It never changes. Yeah, it never changes.
It never does.
Something, I think on first watch, it's not as bad, but it could be something if I was watching this over and over again that I think would bug me more and more the more I watched it is the way they do their relationship throughout the entire film.
Yes. I would agree with that. I think I wanted to see some more of that too.
That's my really only didn't like, I think, is that.
Yeah. I would echo that, honestly. I think that's a good point. I think it's that middle section could be stronger. And I think, I liked, obviously I liked parts of it, but like it wasn't bad, but could have been better.
Okay. Well, let's go in our scores out of 5 out of 10. For me, I think we're both pretty similar. I gave it a 4 out of 5, 8 out of 10.
Nice.
I think that it's an extremely enjoyable experience. That's what really carries the film, and that's honestly what movies are there for. So it's not a bad thing.
Fun
we're not
actors.
Trying to take the heck out of this. Yeah. Great performances with a really, really fun story and a ton of fun moments makes a good movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping for a 4.5 out of 5. I really was. I was kind of reaching for that, but I didn't quite ever feel that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my only thing. But it wasn't like a 3.5 either. Like, it's definitely a movie I could rewatch.
Yeah.
I could have a fun time with. It's one you could get a group together of friends and watch, like in your basement. I think it'd be really fun.
Yeah,
everybody would laugh together.
Very fun with the group.
Yeah. So good movie. Really solid movie. Especially if you're a Raimi fan, you're going to love the heck out of this thing, I think. At least most will. Or you'll at least just really respect it and have a good time with it. So,
yes.
4 out of 5 for me.
Where is it on your year?
On my year, it is 2 out of 7, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 out of 7.
2 out of 7. So, it's right up there. And it was close. So I will say, like, my 2, 3, and 4 were pretty... They could change. My 2, 3, and 4 are all 4 out of 5s, and they're really... interchangeable.
Yeah.
I personally feel like, because we watched the other two that same day, actually. But yeah, it's right around 2 out of 7.
2 out of 7. Okay. Well, for me, it's a 4 out of 5 as well. I think definitely just very 4 out of 5 movie. Like, this is like, doesn't quite hit any peaks or top tier, but it's like really fun, enjoyable, really good time. I had fun with it. And I dug the Sam Raimi-isms a lot. I'll pretty much probably watch anything he makes and probably enjoy it. So I had a good time. For me, it is also 2, but 2 out of 6.
Love it.
So that's funny.
You're missing People We Meet on Vacation.
It's true. We'll see where I end up putting that. That could end up 1. We'll see.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. But there you go.
There we go. Well, there's our thoughts on Send Help, the new movie by Sam Raimi, starring Rachel McAdams, Dylan O'Brien. If you have any thoughts, please share them in the comments. Let us know what you think.
Let us know if we're crazy for our rating.
Exactly. That kind of stuff.
Seems like everyone feels about the same.
Yes.
I'd say.
Yes.
Decent.
Links for our other accounts are below, so make sure you go check those out. And yeah, I think next week we're reviewing... why am I forgetting?
Dude, I knew it too.
I know in 2 weeks we're getting one I'm
Wuthering
really
Heights.
For, which is Wuthering Heights. So we're really excited for that. If you're really curious about how that movie's going to be, make sure you subscribe.
Yes.
Hit the alert button, follow along. But yeah, there will be another movie review, next week. Again, if you like clips, we'll be talking about other movies that we've recently watched, that kind of stuff.
Movie news
on our other platforms and on YouTube. Please follow, like, and subscribe. See you next week.